Going live, and we're live. Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I got an honest thing to say is that lately I have been up at 5 a.m., but not doing what I want to do. So I want to talk about today about calendar time. We talked about calendar items, about setting up some me time just to get us motivated for what we do throughout the day. So, and my honesty is I needed to do that me time this morning to get me going. So I'm going to talk about how that works and what I did. And anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can get value to your customer, not work crazy hours, enjoy what you do, get home to family and friends, have fun in the office, have fun at home, and just motivate you, have a good time. So that's what we're going to talk about today, getting value, being motivated, being energized to what we're doing. Because as a Scrum Master, as a coach, anybody really, some days the days just get dragged down. So we're going to talk about today, setting up me time in your calendar. So why the me time? Well, we always get run. We all do it. It just happens. Stuff comes on. We got things going on. And what I realized is I needed some motivation for myself to get moving in the morning lately. Not all the time, but just lately, it just seems like it just needed it. Lots of stuff going on. So I set time aside for myself, for me time. And this motivates me because I know I'm getting the reward that if I get up early, I'm going to get my me time. Can you set my phone? Dog's over here sitting on the phone. Setting it off. Or she's had it off. All right. So by having something I want to do, it motivates me to do what I want to do. And not just why. And I set those things I want to do towards my goals. So like for this morning, here's my me time. Getting up early, doing some chores to make my wife happy, because just getting dishes done and washed out, she's gonna worry about, so she can relax and enjoy her time. But drinking my water, I took a walk around the city. Adam Sandler is apparently doing movie sites again, so my entire front street is pretty much clear. Saw them last night. Maybe I should post some pictures. It's interesting how they did it. So just walking around a little bit, get some fresh air, get some energy, come back, drink some more water. And then what I do is I have a little motivation. I have a little log of all the things. I have some daily things, and then I did some stuff today where I wrote my goals, what I want to accomplish, what I'm grateful for, and then I wrote what I want to achieve today for my own self, me day. So I wrote things that I wanted to do for myself, but I needed to schedule that at my time. And we're always trying to find that little bit of extra time to do the me stuff. Sometimes to get up early. Sometimes you need that little motivation just for yourself. And I just want to encourage everyone who has those full calendars and all that, think of something for me time for you to get you motivated in the morning, something you enjoy doing that you can get done in a half hour or so, or whatever. Give yourself that half hour in the morning. It gets you going, gets you energized, gets you happy. Do a little exercise, maybe that helps, gets the blood flowing to the brain. But that me time, and sometimes you can't get it in the morning, but you should schedule it in your calendar. So when you get in the morning, we talked about the other day, and I'm not talking about reserving 4 or 5 hours, like we said, don't do that. But look on your calendar, pick your time in your calendar. Sometimes I call it a growth. Sometimes it's called lunchtime. We forget what about lunchtime is. Maybe a little exercise time that I can get up from being in front of the computer all day or in the office and just take some time to walk around, because it refreshes the mind, gets you motivated for the day. Think about the things that make you happy and something that you really want to do, you're passionate about, to get working on after you do your me time. So that's what I want to share with you today on the calendar stuff. Just something to motivate you, take on a day. So schedule yourself some me time. No one ever talks about this stuff. Never. No one in Scrum and Agile talks about me time. And I'm going to tell you, get yourself some me time, because going from meeting to meeting to meeting, you got to stop it. You got to schedule some time off the side and just talk about some things that motivate you. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's at home. Maybe it's with the family. Maybe it's out with your friends. Maybe you're going to go and hang out. Whatever it is, maybe it is to get in touch with some people that you haven't talked to in the past. Get those engagement actions going. But make sure it's me time, something that gets you motivated and interested in the day. Me, I'm going to use it for the very beginning of the day. Every day I'm like, I'm going to have me time, and I'm just going to get excited because I'm going to have me time. Maybe it's working out. Maybe it's walking around. Maybe it's writing books. Maybe it's taking a video. I don't know, but I'm going to do it. So I want to wish you all the best of luck. Now, don't forget your me time for yourself, right? You're scheduling for everyone else. Do it for yourself. With that, please give us a thumbs up if you like our show and ring the bell once, twice when we go live, because apparently I haven't been getting up early enough to do a 5 a.m. Master Scrum show. So I'm getting up earlier. I'm using my me time to get me there. Take care, everyone, and have a great day, and see you tomorrow. See ya.